Well, it's still basic, an agricultural economy, but most of the people make a living off the government.
Was that subsidy?
Social Security and unemployment insurance and riding different programs that they put out. Call us out educating people and things like that. Government spending more money, I reckon, than anything else. Tourist economy is brings a lot of money in this area. Of course, Lake County don't get nothing like they do over around Orlando and Disney World, but there's still a lot of tourists comes in this area and spends several months fishing. There's a lot of fishing, good fishing around here. Lake Harrison, Lake Griffin, Lake Eustis, and a lot of creeks that connect them. He's a right smart tourist, but the fruit is probably one of the, I don't know which would bring the most into the county, the citrus or the tourist industry. I don't know, both of them bring the right smart. Of course, there's been some industrial plants put up in the area in the last few years, but around Leesburg, they got an industrial park where they build trailers and first one thing and another, thermometers. But still, it's still an agricultural economy. I don't think no doubt about that.
It seems to me that a lot of retired people come down here to live.
Well, you know, between here and Leesburg, got Hawthorne community. There's about 3,000 live there. Some insurance company financed it, Penn something or other. I think I believe they give a check from the bank in Philadelphia. But they, of course, most of the people that works there does yard work or cleaning or something like that. Most of them are colored people. But there are a lot of people that come down. A lot of the motels, especially the older ones, the private owned ones, has what they call efficiencies, kitchenettes, or whatever you call them. I don't know. People rent them by the month, you know. Come down and fish and just loaf around. But these, of course, these bigger motels, Holiday Inn and so forth, so they're still cater to the overnight trade or weekend or something like that. I don't really know. There's right still some furniture business around, but there's not a whole lot of it left. They're using a different thing. Years ago, they had two kaolin mines back that employed a lot of people back in around the First World War, but they evidently found something else that would take the place of that kaolin that would be cheaper. I don't know what. But
what was that used for?
Well, I really don't know altogether. They made plates and did any kind of dishes and stuff, but they evidently used it for other things too, because they worked. I was just a kid, but they worked most of the night and day out there during the war, where they used it some kind of had some byproduct of wartime economy, I'm not sure. But then they was using it in tires at one time, I understand. One of the tire companies loaned some money and I think took over one of them in the 20s. But as they found other things that worked better, they closed the mine down. Several big pits around there where there's still a lot of kaolin around here, but apparently it's not worth mining right now. There's not much of a market for it, if you